Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. What if TCU shocks the world tonight? 13.5-point underdogs against Georgia? I'm trying to think what level, historically, this would be as far as upsets go. Georgia, undefeated, defending national champs. The over-under, by the way, according to DraftKings, is 63. But TCU is a 13.5-point underdog against the Georgia Bulldogs. Also, in case you're wondering, who does DraftKings think will throw for more yards tonight? Stetson Bennett or Max Duggan? If you said Stetson Bennett, you would be right. 277.5 yards, whether for Max Duggan, 234.5 yards. But TCU will certainly rely on Max Duggan's running ability far more than Georgia will with Stetson Bennett. Yes, Pone.
We were discussing it over here during the break of what level of upset there'd be. There's been a lot of regular season historical college football upsets, but the postseason is kind of newish. It's the past 15 years that there's been a postseason. There's been bowl game upsets, but those are like neutral site games or whatever. They don't mean anything, exhibition games. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I looked some rankings. Appalachian State beating Michigan is, in our generation, I'd say, is the biggest upset. And that was a regular season game.
Yeah, but how many points was Michigan favored by? I mean, this is the national title game.
Yeah, they were probably favored by 3 touchdowns. But Appalachian State was a very good 1AA team at the time.
Yeah, I didn't view that as one of the great upsets of all time. Because Appalachian State was a quality opponent and has been. You know, they've been a very good competitive team for a long time. Now, beating Michigan at Michigan, that's the big surprise. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I remember that being just like one of the craziest upsets I'd ever heard of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people didn't realize how good North Dakota State was. And North Dakota State would always start out the season, they'd play a Big Ten team, and then they'd beat a Big Ten team, and they'd be like, oh, my God. North Dakota State, although they didn't show it this weekend, but that's a great program and on par with a lot of these other schools that are Division I. Yeah, Paulie.
In the past 22 seasons, TCU football has had, 14 10-win seasons. They've been very good. Yeah. That's why this doesn't feel that big, but the past 5 years, 5 wins, 6 wins, 5 wins, 7, they had a little downturn.
Yeah, Gary Patterson did a wonderful job at TCU, but then the last couple of years, they have not been competitive. And then you start the year, you're not even ranked, and you're going to play in the national title game. You have a quarterback you're not even sure is your starting quarterback, and he's going to end up as a Heisman Trophy finalist. Do they see it through? You know, you have the neutral site here, but TCU is a 13.5-point underdog. This is where you hope that TCU is not made one-dimensional early by Georgia, because if they jump out on top by 10 or 14 – does TCU stay with, you know, what got them there? And a lot of great teams do that. Hey, we're down 2 touchdowns. Let's continue to have our same game plan here. It's when you change it up, that's when things get out of hand. Yeah, Marv.
Does this change anything for, like, recruiting? Say if TCU ends up winning the national title. If one of these small, not smaller schools, but schools that aren't Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, they go to a kid's house and they say, hey, look, you guys can win a national title here. And you don't have to work, you know, I know it's not the most important thing, but would that be a thing for, you know, coaches when they recruit players?
I guess, but, you know, TCU now is kind of moving up where you have an Alabama running back who's transferring to TCU. Normally, it would be the other way around. And that's what you're hoping for. The reason why you get these schools that are able to compete is they're getting these players, whereas normally they wouldn't. Now in a transfer portal, you're able to go, oh, who's going to be their quarterback next year? They need a quarterback. I'm going to go there. And, you know, TCU is going to have that national stage, and hopefully you're able to show that you're going to be competitive against Georgia. But, you know, these kids nowadays, they just want a chance to play. Where can I go and play? And it used to be you get locked in for 3 years. You either played or you didn't. You had no other, you know, opportunities. I can't, if I transfer, I got to sit out. Therefore, I don't want to sit out. But the transfer portal, that's changed everything here. By the way, Jim Harbaugh said that, you know, he expects to enthusiastically be coaching Michigan next year. That the report was he reached out to the Carolina Panthers to talk about the coaching vacancy. And there was a report that the Broncos were going to interview Jim Harbaugh. Now, I can't coach Michigan and an NFL team next year. You could not, Todd. I told you, you can't coach both. But enthusiastically, it seems like he is looking for an NFL job. But he did this last year with Minnesota. He was courting Minnesota, and then Minnesota said, we're not going to hire you. You reach out to Carolina, reportedly. You're trying to sell yourself. I would think if Jim's leaving, the Colts will be the destination. Makes a lot of sense there. He's got, you know, connections, Stanford connections, his pro career connections. But I would think the Colts, that might be one of those, you know, and I don't know Jim Harbaugh's relationship with Jim Irsay, but, you know, bringing in Jim Harbaugh would certainly be an upgrade over what you have right now. I don't think Jeff Saturday is an NFL coach, but, and he showed that the last, you know, month and a half of the season. But Jim Harbaugh certainly sounds like he wants to, he's going to exhaust all these avenues with the NFL. But it seems like Denver knows Denver has to give a first-round draft pick to the Saints for Sean Payton. And then, you know, they can, you know, you have to go through, you know, all the requirements and the Rooney rule and all of that. But if Sean Payton wants to come back, and, you know, the salary that he would command, crazy. I'm told at least $15 million, at least $15 million a year, maybe more. You got that Walmart money.
That's long money right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of money when somebody says, oh, why would you leave TV? That's a reason to leave TV. And then Sean McVay probably saw the future and went, I don't think I want to be around for the rebuild with the Rams here. We got our Super Bowl. See ya.
Sabbatical sounds
yes,
nice right about now.
Yes, yes. You know, this is really taking a toll on me. I'm going to sit this one out. Hey, you know what? How about I'll take Sean Payton's job. At Fox. Sure. But he missed his window, though. Last year was the year to get into the TV business as an analyst. Not this year. Yeah, Paul.
What if Fox just had a simple chair called the coach in waiting spot? And it's like a tired, burnout, but still hot coach that comes in for a year and just hangs out with us.
Well, we certainly had that at ESPN for a long time.
Yes.
Be like, what coach are we getting? Marty Schottenheimer's coming in. Dennis Green is coming in.
They come in shell shocked. Yeah, they're long.
But you can see them when they come in. It's like The Walking Dead. They're like,
okay, which way am I going now? I go over here.
Wait, I got to do ESPN Radio, and then I got to do the six p.m. Sports Center. Yeah, and then you have tape something for the 11 o'clock Sports Center. You know, coaching doesn't seem so bad.
Welcome, Eric Mangini.
Yeah, come on in, Coach. we say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Thank you. Download the app. You can watch for free in our radio affiliates around the country. Tyler, operator, standing by to take your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I got a stat for you. Actually, I have a question. How many games this year were decided by 8 points or less. Because it's the most in a single season in NFL history. Now, granted, you have to add the extra week in there as well, but X number of games decided by 8 points or less, most in the single in a single season NFL history. Todd?
79.
Seaton O'Connor.
79 and a half. No, I'm going to say 85, actually.
All right, Marvin?
I was going to say 100.
Paulie?
135.
203 games.
203 what? Games.
You got it, Paulie.
What?
203 games were decided by 8 points or less. I don't know how many games there are.
204.
272.
Come on. You're crazy.
What?
How many quarterbacks started at least one game this season? Todd?
38.
Seton.
Wait, what was the question?
How many different quarterbacks started at least one NFL game this season?
52.
All right. Marvin?
11. I'm sorry. I mean, sorry, joke went bad. 58.
Why is everything a joke to you, Marvin?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Paulie?
50. 50.
68 different quarterbacks started at least one NFL game this season.
This is the stat of the day.
How many teams started at least three different quarterbacks this season? Three different starting quarterbacks. Todd?
Six.
All right. Seton?
Four.
Marv?
Five.
Paulie?
Seven.
13.
Did we even watch football?
You guys are terrible.
It's crazy.
You're terrible.
No stinking way.
Let me see. Let me see. Anything else that's interesting here? Oh, the Vikings finished the season minus 3 point differential. That means they scored 3 points less than their opposition. That breaks the record for the worst point differential by a 13-win team. The last team to do that, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets in 1925.
They were a mess.
Yeah, they were. Oh, I remember them well. But we've had teams with a negative point differential, but 13 wins, most ever by a team with a negative point differential, breaking the mark set by the 2012 Colts and matched by the 2020 Browns at, let's see, minus 30 for the Colts in 2012.
The Vikings were outscored by 3 points this year. The Detroit Lions outscored their opponents by 26.
Let's see if there's any other interesting numbers. I mentioned the Aaron Rodgers not throwing for 300 passing yards in a game. He was the only quarterback out of seven that started all 17 games and did not do that. All right. Just some of the fun numbers here. Al in Atlanta starts us off this final hour. Best and worst of the weekend, Al. What do you have for me?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Al.
Best of the weekend. It may have taken us 12 tries and Tom Brady being subbed out before the end of the second quarter, but the Atlanta Falcons have finally won a game that Tom Brady started against them.
Okay.
And worst of the weekend, you were just talking about one-possession games. The Falcons had 8 one-possession losses, and it's so painful to look back at the season and think if they just didn't fumble it there, or they just didn't throw an interception there, or they just didn't have that touchdown brought back by a holding penalty, or if they didn't have a bogus roughing the passer call against them, they would have been going to the playoffs with a home game.
Are you set at the quarterbacking position now?
I hope so, because I don't want to go back to Mariota, because that was just painful all season.
But Desmond Ridder moving forward?
I mean, I'll give him a chance to start the season from the beginning and get the full reps in the off season and see where we go. I mean, I'm willing to try it.
Thank you, Al. Atlanta in the no man's land there, their 8th pick. Carolina's 9. Carolina certainly needs a quarterback. Texans do, Bears don't, Cardinals don't, Colts do, Seahawks, maybe you take a quarterback. I wouldn't. Lions don't need to take a quarterback. the Raiders. Raiders need a quarterback, but not a rookie quarterback. I think if you're going to bring somebody in, I'd certainly bring in a veteran and Jimmy G. Murray in Cincinnati. Hi, Murray. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Dan. First time, long time. 6'1", 250. So I was going to say my best of the weekend, you kind of stole my thunder, would be the Joe Mixon coin toss after the emotional week we've all had in Cincinnati. But I'll go ahead with the Cincinnati Bengals being the AFC North champions back-to-back for the first time ever in franchise history.
All right. Yeah, great season. I think Joe Burrow should finish second in the MVP race. What he's done the last 6 weeks of the season. You know, do I think Patrick Mahomes is the best player? Yes. Do I think he's the most valuable? Not necessarily. I think Joe Burrow is more valuable to Cincinnati than Patrick Mahomes is. But Mahomes is great and should win the MVP. I have no problem with that. But when you start to ask that question, what is the award? Is it best player in the league? Best stats in the league? Because when you talk about most valuable player to a team, it feels like Joe Burrow is asked to do more. And I don't want to say with less, because he does have good, you know, Mixon's a good running back, T. Higgins, Chase, you know, they have good talent there. I think because the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, then we looked at Patrick Mahomes and thought, okay, now we're going to find out how good he is. And he spread the wealth. They got a little better running game there, offensive line, defensively. What, Houston, did he have two sacks yesterday?
Justin Houston?
Or Saturday? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be up there for defensive player of the year with Bosa. He quietly had a great year because, you know, Mahomes takes the air out of the room. You know, when we're talking about the Chiefs, it starts with Mahomes, maybe a little bit of Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce. But Houston has had a wonderful season. Yeah, Paul?
Any chance Joe Burrow gets a couple extra votes for the past year of his life? Almost like you give him a little credit for the playoffs last year and this year as well, because what they did last year was amazing. It would have gone down as one of the biggest sports stories of all time if they won that one. And they were four or five plays away.
And I don't know if NFL Films has ever broken down the last play of the Super Bowl for the Bengals, because Aaron Donald ends up sacking Joe Burrow or preventing him from throwing the ball downfield. Now, if Aaron Donald doesn't get Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase has beaten Jalen Ramsey on the play. And I don't know if anybody's ever done a deep dive on that, just how important Aaron Donald was on that last play. And that if Burrow is able, if he gets one more second, I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to score a touchdown because he's beaten Jalen Ramsey on the play. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Aaron Donald gets in. I'm watching the play replay right now and shakes up Joe Burrow. Ramsey falls down about 25 yards downfield, and Chase is still going downfield. It was a lollipop throw. The safety was not coming over.
Yes.
He needed just a little bit of more clear pocket.
Yes. It would have been a touchdown to win the Super Bowl. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. New Year's resolution. I got one for you, and I've been there before. You have all those pictures. You got the albums. You got videotapes. And they're all just kind of piling up. And then you go, well, I'm gonna get those transferred over. All right. I'm going to make it easy for you. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. This is an easy-to-do list. You can check this off, New Year's. You send your camcorder tapes, your film reels, pictures, all to Legacy Box. Get digital copies back that can be easily enjoyed and shared and organized, and it's magic. And there's nobody better than Legacy Box. The industry leader, they've helped over 1 million customers safeguard their past. And all the work is done here in the United States. They have over 200 trained technicians. The important moments, you don't want to lose them. Because sometimes you open up that scrapbook and then the pages stick and, you know, it's a mess. Pictures get blurred. You don't have to worry about that anymore. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Get an exclusive discount for being a listener of the program. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was talking about the Chiefs' defense. I mentioned Justin Houston. Chris Jones is the one who might end up finishing second to Nick Bosa for Defensive Player of the Year. Micah Parsons will be in there as well. More phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Kevin Durant is undergoing an MRI on his knee. They've had such an unbelievable month, 6 weeks, no drama, played great basketball. I think they won, what, 18 of their last 20? And then Kevin Durant getting an MRI on his knee. Paulie has a J.J. Watt retirement bet.
Of course. We can never do enough coverage here.
Okay. All right.
About time the guy got some coverage. Who plays for the Packers at any time in the future? Aaron Rodgers or J.J. Watt? At any point in the future, who plays for the Packers?
I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Watt's...
Well, I know that he's got $59.5 million coming his way. J.J. just has... I'm going back to Wisconsin for one year. I would lean heavily towards Aaron Rodgers.
All right. There it is.
Yeah.
There's the whole game.
Yeah. That's it. It's over.
Back to you.
I mentioned Jared Goff last 9 games. 15 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. They went 7-2. He played quietly, played really well this year. Yes, Marv?
The Lions, they're going to be kicking themselves because they started out so bad with a bunch of tough losses.
Yeah.
They could have easily had three more wins this season. So I know, feel good, Lions fans, but it could be one of those, oh, we were that close to winning two or more games.
Thank you, Marv.
Lions almost beat the Eagles opening day.
Yeah.
They almost beat the Seahawks. They got smoked by the Patriots in week 4.
What's the one game you look back on and go, how did that happen? Because I got one game. There's one that stands out to me where you go, that's why they play these games. That's why when you bet, you can never say never. Yeah, Paulie.
I know mine's the same as yours. Didn't the Colts beat the Chiefs this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that I had to ask that because I'm not sure even though I'm looking at it on the screen.
I've got the numbers in front of me, and I still don't believe it. Is there any other game where you go, how did that happen? Yeah, Marv.
When the Saints shut out the Raiders. Only because there were expectations.
Oh, like
they got
I know.
Shut out.
But I didn't have those expectations like everybody else did. I still go back over the summer when ESPN was spending a week on the Raiders. And I went, why? You know, that's not even clickbait. You know, you're going to spend a week on anybody. You got to do the Cowboys and then Aaron Rodgers. But you're not spending a week on the Raiders. But it felt like they were all in on the Raiders. The playoff matchup, Seahawks getting 10.5 against the Niners. And the Niners are the best team in the NFC right now. Chargers getting 1.5 at the Jags. Dolphins getting 10.5 at Buffalo. Is there any news? Like, Teddy Bridgewater can't hold a football, I don't think, with his injured thumb. But is Skylar Thompson Jr. III going to be the starting quarterback there?
His thumb's fine, Skylar Thompson.
Skylar,
that's not helping.
No. At Buffalo. Giants getting 3 at Minnesota. The Ravens getting 6.5 at the Bengals. Man, that's so difficult. You got to beat the Ravens after just playing the Ravens. Lamar Jackson coming back. Cowboys, they are giving 3 to the Buccaneers in Tampa. I wondered about this with Dallas. You just played on a football field with grass, not artificial turf. You're going to play on grass in Tampa. I can slow down that defense a little bit, Micah Parsons and company. Then I have to rely on Mike Evans getting a couple of home runs here. Because Tom's probably going to throw 50 times in that game. How many times can you get to him? Do you have to bring help? And can Dak Prescott step up after what happened against the Commanders? You know, I love what Sam Howell did. And I guess it's a good problem to have. I don't think, you know, Taylor Heinicke is his starting quarterback. I don't think Carson Wentz is your starting quarterback. And Sam Howell gave you just enough where you go, okay. You know, he can run, a better deep ball thrower than Taylor Heinicke, and didn't seem overwhelmed by the moment. Now, they didn't have anything to play for, but he did. I mean, his future. But he didn't seem like, he was intimidated there. Yeah, Paul.
Tom Brady had 733 pass attempts this year. That's the most all-time. He also has third all-time last year. The only thing with that stat is, though, the 17-game season. That's another one where if it wasn't the 17-game season, Matt Stafford would have the record because he did it in 2012 in 16 games.
Over 700 attempts.
Only 3 guys in history have done it. Brady twice, Stafford in 2012.
Yeah. Are they getting Ryan Jensen back for this game? That's what I would be curious about because that could be a difference maker for Tampa. Yeah, Marv.
Also, was there any other option for the Monday night game? As soon as I'm sure they saw Cowboys Buccaneers.
Oh, no, it's standalone game.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Was there even a second option?
Once again, this is their TV shows. What can we put out there that more people are going to watch that they're going to care about? That's what you want. You want. They may not be the best teams, may not be the best games, but I got Brady and I got the Cowboys, and throw that into the blender, and here you go, Monday night standalone game, slobber all over both of these teams. Yeah, I'm pulling.
All right, I got the Saturday, Sunday games. Give me the game you would choose not to watch. You had to actually just turn it off out of all of them. You can only pick one that's the worst.
All right.
Seahawks, Niners, Chargers, Jaguars, Dolphins, Bills with Skylar Thompson as of now. Giants, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals. Ravens, Bengals, we don't know who the Ravens quarterback is.
I would say Dolphins and the Bills, because if Tua was playing, then that would make it interesting. But if he's not playing, unless those Waddle and Tyreek Hill go off and, you know, break a couple of tackles and take it 80 yards, that one doesn't seem too exciting. The Seahawks are an interesting team. I'm not calling for the upset. It just feels like we've fawned all over San Francisco here. And I'll bet Pete Carroll, and as long as Geno Smith is okay, he got hit by Jalen Ramsey, but that's the one I looked at and I went, man, I don't know. I mean, I know they just got by the Rams.
Sean McVay's already in Cabo.
I know.
He had
flip-flops on, a pina colada on the sideline second half, I think.
He had a visor. Open-toe sandals.
He had a tank top on.
You know the guy who holds him back? That guy was putting lotion on his back.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
I'm sure an analyst will say it's going to be hard to beat a team three times. With the Seahawks Niners, probably be the easiest game to predict.
Yeah.
Even harder to beat them four times in a season because it never happen.
It won't happen. Yeah.
That'd be fun to throw out there.
Yeah.
Say, you know what's impossible? Beating a team four
times.
Let's see if anyone catches them. Yeah.
Jonathan.
You cannot beat a team four times and still.
Jonathan in California. Hi, Jonathan. What's on your mind today?
Good morning,
good
gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
5'9", polymerous 140, soft hands, high motor, and fellow Taurus. First off, last week you guys were talking about guitar players. Just wanted to throw Carlos Santana's hat into the ring.
Sure.
And the best of the weekend, two best. First is the threes getting together at midfield right before the games yesterday. That was really nice to see. And Broncos, undefeated for the calendar year. So shout out to Fritzy, did a couple of party pumps in celebration.
Let's go.
And and I just wanted to thank you guys for all you do and wish everybody a happy new year. That's pretty much it for me, fellas.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you. I was watching the ESPN broadcast, and I was wondering that the mic flags that usually say E for ESPN, and it was upside down, and it was a three. And I didn't notice it at first that it was a tribute to Hamlin. And then Fritzy said no, that his wife said, oh, no, they just turned it upside down, so it's a three
there
instead
of an E. I thought the same as you, that they totally made some kind of mistake.
But did Joe talk about that they did that on purpose?
I didn't hear it. They may have referenced it at some point. I didn't catch that if they did.
Okay. Two kickoff returns in that game. And just the atmosphere there, and then to start the game, and you're 30 seconds in, but this is how the first kickoff return sounded.
We're underway as New England decided to defer after winning the toss. And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild. Oh, you just said this is storybook. This is almost fate. I just can't believe what just happened. Josh Allen, the same thing. 6 days removed from this incredible scene that we saw with the Bills player down in Cincinnati, and now...
That's Jim Nance with the call there. Here is Josh Allen talking about that kickoff return.
You can't draw that one up, write that one up any better. And I was just told by Kevin Curran, it's been 3 years and 3 months since the last kickoff return. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, an emotional week. And to be able to get through, win that game, and now you host the Dolphins here. And I just wonder about that. You know, the emotional, like you're drained sometimes. You don't even know it. And, you know, as parents, you know, things happen with your kids and you don't even know what the impact is on you. You're just drained. And I wonder about that with Buffalo against the Dolphins, that you got to gear up now. Now the playoffs start. And, you know, there's a chance, CNN is reporting, that Damar Hamlin might be released soon from the hospital in Cincinnati. And then you wonder, does he play a role for this team, you know, the emotional role for this team? Is there something up on the Jumbotron? Is there, you know, I don't know. But I don't know, health-wise, could he attend the game? So there's other things for the Buffalo Bills, but, you know, the emotional part of this, it takes a toll. And I think you saw that. When the Bills had their press conference, and it was, you know, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, like, they're just trying to hold it in. And then you play a game, and then, you know, after the game, it's just Josh Allen was letting that out. And Sean McDermott did a great job. You know, we talk about Coach of the Year, and there are a lot of great candidates. Obviously. But, you know, sometimes we ask a coach to do something that's not in your manual. Like, how do I keep my team together? I just had a player who nearly died right in front of us. We got to gather. We got to beat New England, division rival. And to be able to do that, and I thought Sean McDermott, he's not going to win Coach of the Year, but that's where you watch your coach and you're proud that he's your coach. Because, you know, what the characteristics that he displayed in that press conference were just wonderful. And also, you know, I understand Cincinnati, okay? You want to be very respectful to DeMar Hamlin. But once he started to get better, that's when it felt like the green light was on for the Bengals to say, we got some complaints here, in case anybody wants to hear them. You take away your home field advantage, or at least the opportunity for home field advantage. They were going to decide, you know, home field advantage for the Ravens with a coin toss. Now you're going to have to go on the road the entire, you know, after this first round, now you're going on the road. And, you know, you want to wait, you want to be sensitive, but then after a while you started to hear from the Bengals to say, you know, we kind of got jobbed here a little bit. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got the updated Super Bowl odds, courtesy of DraftKings. Chiefs, your favorite, slight favorite, over the Bills. Who do you think is third Super Bowl odds list, according to DraftKings? Marvin?
Eagles?
No. Paulie?
Bengals?
No. Niners. It's Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Eagles,
wow.
Bengals, Cowboys, then the Chargers.
Okay, Brock Purdy leading the 49ers
to the
Super Bowl. Greatest sports story ever?
Well, would it be bigger than TCU winning the national championship?
Mr. Irrelevant?
Yes. leading the Niners to a Super Bowl or Max Duggan leading TCU to a national championship?
That'd be a push.
Would it? Thank you for the sound. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I'm going TCU because I think Kurt Warner went in the Super Bowl. He was bagging groceries at one point. Okay. So I'm going TCU.
Okay.
Bigger story.
All right. Yeah, but he was a professional.
Grocery store?
No, but he was an amateur at that. But he was a professional quarterback, and he was the MVP, I think, that year.
I'm just saying where he came from.
Yeah, but Brock Purdy was third on the depth chart. We didn't even know he was on the 49ers. Kurt Warner was just the backup to Trent Green, and that was a great, great offense that he was on.
Remember about 10 years ago, we asked Kurt Warner if the bagging groceries thing when he's playing in the Arena League was true. He goes, well, I was more of a stocking the shelves guy.
Stock boy.
With the big cases and mid-movie stuff. He goes, I may have. You don't want to get rid of that story, though. That's too good.
Well, in the movie, I never saw the movie, but was he like checking out your food?
The name of the movie was Paper or Plastic.
Oh, it was. Okay.
I think it was. I didn't see it.
Yeah. I'm always going paper. Yeah. Always going paper.
I think you're supposed to, right?
Well, I do.
It's BYO now.
Yeah, I still screw that up. I get in there and I'll be like, I got like just enough that I need help. And I'll stuff stuff and, you know, put it in my sweatshirt. And because I'm
call
not
that stealing.
No, I pay for it.
Oh,
but I'm not going to spend money to get one of those bags when I go to the grocery store.
10 cents?
Yeah. Just and then I'm going outside. And I'm dropping stuff and I'm going just and I have bags that are in the trunk of the car. I just forget when I go in there and I go, but I refuse to spend the 10 cents or whatever it is.
Good for you.
I mean, thank you, Tom.
Give you money.
There's no way that you go to a grocery store.
I do. I bring my own bags there because I've made that mistake before. And then you get that dirty look from the, you know, miss recycling behind you going, you know, you got paper bags. You can't just bring your own bags. I don't like that. Holds up the line a little bit.
Brock Purdy, the third rookie quarterback to win at least his first five career starts, joining Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Krucek.
Oh.
So that's it. Purdy is the second rookie in NFL history with at least two touchdown passes in six consecutive games, joining Justin Herbert, third player in history with at least two touchdown passes in each of his first five career starts, joining Dan Marino and Billy Volek. That's it. Yeah.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day.
Here comes
that
what?
Stat of the day.
Clap. Anybody picking TCU outright? Seton?
I'll go TCU.
Oh, back row.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Back row v front row.
Back row v front row? Rout row.
Not for a pile.
Unless you're scared.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're chicken.
Okay. You guys want to put money on it?
Sure. Money line? Straight up?
Straight up.
No points?
Straight up, no points.
For lunch.
All right. That's fun.
Front row, back row, lunch.
Sounds good.
Back row, lunch.
All right. Todd? You're kind of thrifty.
We don't get the points. It's just straight up. It seems a little ridiculous. We're saying TCU is going to win outright.
Oh, okay.
We get the points.
Speaking of bets, Brian in South Dakota joins us on the program. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks
Brian.
Dan.
Yeah.
Give you a real quick worst and best for the weekend. I'll start off with my worst because I'll say the best for last, obviously. Worst of the weekend is that it's over and I'm going to have to listen to Colin Cowherd for 3 hours after you guys. But my best of the weekend, props to you, Paulie. I thank you for acknowledging the SDSU Jackrabbits winning the national championship.
Yeah, he's got his t-shirt on. Got Jackrabbits t-shirt on, Brian.
Well, I'm in my car, but I'll have to look at it later.
Yeah.
But I believe we had a double or nothing bet on this.
Oh, double or nothing, Paulie.
Did we? What was the bet?
What is it, Brian?
T-shirt, remember? Signed T-shirt?
Signed T-shirt, ring a bell?
I don't remember who was on last hour.
Wait, so Paulie's got to give you a signed T-shirt?
Yeah. I won the bet against Montana State.
Oh,
and I
yes.
called in and said, I'll give him a chance for a double or nothing. And it obviously took FDSU, and he said, yeah, I'll take that.
He gets a signed shirt from the crew.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, get on hold, and Tyler will get your information, and we'll get that T-shirt out to you, Brian. This day in sports history, Paul.
Oh, I got a bunch. In 1918, the NHL announced a new rule that permitted goaltenders to leave their feet while making a save. It used to be a penalty if a goalie sat or lay on the ice to stop the puck.
Mm.
In 1952, Jackie Robbins became the highest paid player in Brooklyn Dodger history.
Mm-hmm.
1962 is my favorite. The NFL banned the grabbing of face masks during games. So in 61, it was completely legal to tackle someone with a face mask. And they said, you know what? We're good with that.
But the NFL's soft now.
62, they got soft. 1977, Super Bowl 11, XI, I think that's 11. 103,000 people showed up. The telecast was viewed by 82 million people. Let's see, a couple more. 1991, a Major League Baseball special committee announced that Pete Rose was banned from being elected in the Hall of Fame. He's banned from baseball, but they didn't have to ban him from the Hall of Fame. They chose to add that on to his punishment.
Mm.
And this is a gutsy one by the Hockey News. In 1998, they picked Wayne Gretzky as the greatest NHL player ever.
Mm. Controversial.
Hot take.
On this day, 1972,
recency bias.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Bucks beat the Lakers, ending LA's 33-game winning streak. It was on this date. Then 1953, Bevo Francis from Rio Grande College in Ohio scored 116 points in a win against Ashland College, most by any player in a collegiate game at the time. The record doesn't count in the official NCAA rule books because it came against a junior college, Ashland College. But Bevo Francis, I think he was like 7 feet tall. Yes, Todd.
And Ashland went zone defense. They should have learned after the first half. That's just not going to work.
Thank you, Todd. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Final results of the poll question.
Why
like
are
we
you
do it every time, every day
on?
At this time, Dan. We did.
Yeah.
Tonight, TCU will. Guess who wrote this one? Tonight, TCU will shock the world and win.
Todd.
Wonder what the frog happened.
Oh, God.
Valid question.
All right. What's final result?
51% say wonder what the frog happened.
Close
poll. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Matt Hasselbeck was hoping the Texans would have faked the extra point and ran a trick 2-point conversion play at the end.
That was funny. That was interesting answer. Seton O'Connor.
Matt Hasselbeck, nice guy.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was really interesting. Marvin.
Front row against back row tonight. National championship bet.
For lunch.
With the points.
Paulie.
The Colts defensive back really helped his team out.
Todd, what did I learn?
Aaron Rodgers, 0 300-yard passing games this particular season.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Not this family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. Thanks for joining us. Emails, tweets, phone calls, all-around support. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on The Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this Monday show, GetRefunds.com. Time is running out. Maybe you have an opportunity to claim some money. If your business has 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together. They're highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. Once again, it's not a loan. It's a refund. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And they do all the work. No charge up front. They're going to simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. And businesses of all types can qualify, even those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if you qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.